Army Tunsil was doing much today. Do you not expect him to play?
Yeah, we'll just wait to see. So, I mean, not practicing all week, that's probably not a great sign.
Would Sterup be the next guy up?
I think that's the only guy we got left.
Okay. I know Sterup has gotten some time when you've used an extra offensive lineman. What, if anything, has impressed you?
I think his length, you know, just – I don't think I've been around a guy that tall and long. And, you know, just talking to some of the defensive linemen, especially when I first got him, I remember William Hayes coming up to me, telling me he's like – he's got a really good punch and he's hard to get around. And so we felt good, especially early, and then he's just kept learning what everything's going on. And when he's been up, we've had, you know, those bigger packages to try to get him involved slowly. And, you know, he's just been working, taking quite a few reps in practice.
Damian Williams, do you think there's a chance he plays?
Yeah, he's been out there practicing. We'll kind of see. We'll just let this thing keep going. You know, we'll talk in actives today and tomorrow, so we'll have a better idea.
In the last 2 weeks, you guys talked about slowing down star players with Sean McCoy and Kelsey, but it hasn't quite happened. Besides them being very good players, just how would you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we're trying to do what everybody else does, too. I mean, that's why they're good. I mean, it's one of those things you'd love for them to walk out of the game and say, hey, we held him to 20 yards rushing and 20 receiving yards, and he wasn't effective. But, I mean, the guy's been really good for a long time. He's just, you put as many guys on him as you want, he'll make a group of guys miss a phone booth.
Philosophically, as a head coach, are you the type that would like to take away a team's best player and let another team beat you left-handed, or do you believe in more?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, we try to. Yeah. It's just not as easy as you think. I think we've done it a few times on offense. You know, we made sure Vaughn Miller didn't wreck the game against us. You know, we had a lot of things to deal with him. And, you know, defensively, we try to do the same thing. You know, the hardest thing on that side of the ball is they move around. They'll be in different spots. And then you have to be careful of not calling the wrong thing at the wrong time. It's first and second down, and you're trying to take a guy away, and all of a sudden you remove two guys from the box, and they start running the ball, and now you got a problem.
Adam, you guys are last in rushing attempts, fifth in passing attempts. Where do you want to be? Is there a good balance, I guess?
I'm for whatever helps us win. So, you know, we've been behind. We've thrown – I mean, obviously, I don't want to throw the ball that much. But, you know, the rushing attempts, I feel like Drake's done a good job, especially the last few weeks, of maximizing whatever he's had. We've kind of put ourselves in – you know, multiple touchdown hole where it becomes a throw fest, and we try to sneak a run in here and there. It just seems like when we do, it hasn't been very successful for us late in the game, where you're hoping you pop a 10-yard gain. You know, we've kind of have it's been the opposite way for us, where something bad happens to where we have a negative play.
Has that stressed the offensive line and the pass protection?
You know, I haven't seen it. I mean, they've done a good job of keeping them away from Jay, and he's gotten the ball out. And guys are getting open quick, or trying to get open quick. So there's a sense of urgency there. They understand when we get in that situation, the other team knows you're throwing it, and everybody's got to be on the mark, and, you know, we got to be on time as far as throwing the ball.
How was it to coach Jay Cutler this year?
It's good. I mean, it was fun. It was fun to be back around him. You know, there was a lot of good things, and, you know, just 2 years just being, you know, being apart, it's interesting to watch, you know, a guy, you know, just change a little bit, you know, just his knowledge of the game. It's unbelievable how, you know, NFL players, the knowledge they gain over a short period of time, what they see, how they their thought process will change over time. And, you know, you can see some of the conversations we had this year were, I could see the experience of just even from the year we were together, the next year, and then coming into this year, just the difference.
Was there any kind of a different feel of practice today, this being the last practice of the season?
I thought there was good energy today. Some, you know, guys were, I think, just enjoying, you know, the good thing is we got good weather, and it's, you know, you're outside, you're on grass. You know, we're not out there forever, so I think guys maximized the amount of time they were out there, and seemed like they were enjoying, you know, practicing today.
How hard or easy is it to quantify the value of a guy whose biggest contribution is on special teams, such as a Michael Thomas?
Well, we value those roles, and I think you guys can tell by who we have active and how much offense or defense they play compared to special teams. You know, one of the main goals that we've had since really we started this 2 years ago was to make sure that we were one of the top teams in the league in special teams. And, you know, this year we've had some ups and downs, you know, a few injuries kind of threw things off track a little bit, because when we get somebody hurt on defense, they get replaced by one of our core special teams guys, and it can hurt us. And, you know, we do value those positions, and, you know, financially, I mean, that's a whole different animal you're trying to tackle there. But, I mean, we're always going to make sure that we have enough good players on special teams.